One of the stories that has been dominating is the escape of Thabo Bester. I'm delighted to inform you that we've got the Correctional Services National Spokesperson on the phone, Singa Bako Nkumalo. A very good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
A very good morning, Gina. A very long time.
Tell us firstly what you know about Bester, where he is now, and how close are we to getting him back behind bars?
We have issued a statement and making an appeal to the public out there to assist, should they locate him or should they spot him anywhere, to say please report that to the nearest police station or any of our correctional facilities. We are looking for him. It's a priority for us to get him behind bars, as we consider him to be extremely dangerous. But it is an investigation that has taken quite a long time. But perhaps it was necessary, although some of the information started leaking. But we are at a stage where we have received where we have concluded our investigation report and released it.
So can I assume that this investigation was also close when he escaped in May last year, and therefore we haven't been privy to information of his escape, despite the fact that this man who's been linked to murders and raping many women is on the loose?
The investigation actually started in May of 2022 when we received a report from Manaun Correctional Center operated by G4S, indicating that Thabo Bester had committed suicide by setting his cellar light. And because this was an unnatural death, it meant that we needed to investigate the circumstances under which that fire started, and also to be sure that everything was done as the standard operating procedures. And it's that investigation which then took some time, because it involved quite a number of elements and other entities having to come in as well. And when it transpired that there were quite a number of questions, that led us to say that it's also necessary then to conduct DNA just to see whether indeed what happened, or the person that we're dealing with is an inmate that was reported to have died.
It's taken 10 months to confirm that.
It did take a bit of time, because there were quite a number of agencies working on this. And when information...
No, but sorry, 10 months to identify a body?
No. I'm saying the investigation as a whole. I'm not just talking about the body. The investigation as a whole. And with the investigation, you've got to follow it through. And we've said, unfortunately, as that investigation was being dealt with, some of the information was being leaked. But we then pressed upon our team to say they needed to speed up and conclude that investigation. Hence, you will still find institutions like SAGA still busy with it, because there are some elements that require a bit of attention. But as the department said, we needed then to conclude the aspect that relates to our work and then release that.
Okay, when did you know that he had escaped, that he hadn't died in the fire?
We could only make that finding based on investigation we conducted, because the facility was still maintaining that the person that died there was Thabo Bester. We now had to then conduct a much deeper investigation to say, looking at everything that is in front of us, can you still say this person is Thabo Bester? And we said no, because when you look at that post-mortem report, it does give a description of the person that died in there.
I'm still trying to establish, when did you know that Thabo Bester had escaped from jail?
It is a finding that we as correctional services made, whereas the report that was received from the facility was that he died in fire.
Okay. So what I'm trying to clarify is that we now know that he escaped in May. All right, here we are in March, and this is a man who is a threat to society, and yet we weren't told. Nobody was told. The only way we knew that he was on the loose was that somebody had captured him on social media. So my concern is how many people have been potentially, could have been affected by this man, this dangerous man who's on the loose, and we were not told. Surely you must be equally flummoxed as to why we're not given this important bit of information.
I will go back and explain, and certainly to sense I come repeating myself.
Okay, let's not repeat yourself. I just want to know why we weren't told in this process, and I cannot believe that an investigation into somebody... I mean, surely there are roll calls and things like this that happen in prison, and you know who's there and who's not.
Talk, maybe we can find each other, if you can just allow me. Please. Okay. We received a report indicating that an inmate has died, committed suicide. And we then needed undertake necessary processes as per that to say if you have an unnatural death, what is it that you need to do? We then needed to start the investigation, and in that, in the course of that investigation, we're discovering a whole lot of things, which then prompted to say, let us bring in other state agencies to assist. Hence, you'll have your DNA sequencing, things that ordinarily will not get. Or will not be done. But we needed to conduct them because it was clear that there were quite a number of questions that, you know, that we're faced with, and we needed to find answers to those. And we did that investigation, hence as correctional services. We then made our conclusion to say, with everything in front of us, this cannot be the inmate that was reported to have died. This is another person. And then we've released those findings. Although the facility still maintains that the person that died there, the whole person was saying, it cannot be him because of what we have discovered in the course of what they
said. Okay, so when were you going to tell us?
The investigation was only concluded and we received it. And when
I'm sure expedited by those photos circulating around the country that now, I mean, that's how we found out he was this man.
There were quite a number of things happening, and the way in which some of the information was leaked, you know, became a concern to us to say, this is going to jeopardize this investigation. Hence, we're pressing upon our team to say, you have to conclude it and also work with other entities to say, let them assist with the relevant information so that we can conclude this investigation. Other elements can still continue, but at least we needed a finality in determining whether we are dealing with a person who's dead or someone who's still alive.
And who did die?
Our investigators were doing that, but then they needed also to receive, you know, a report from specialized services. We do not conduct post-mortem examination. You will require the relevant institutions to do that. We cannot do DNA sequencing. That, you know, that service was provided to us. But also other investigations that were being done by other agencies. We needed that type of information.
All right. Sigabako, thank you very much for talking to us. I think, you know, the message coming from here and from many people I've spoken to is that we're feeling a little bit insecure that it's taken this time to be alerted about somebody who's clearly dangerous. But I'm sure, and I'm saying this on behalf of everyone as well, good luck. Catch him soon.
We need to find him, as a matter of fact.
You do. Thank you. Bye-bye.